Count goes to one ball, two strikes. Count holds. On deck, Bob Peterson. Randy Yagi. At the plate, 1-2 pitch. Fastball up high, ball two. Backs him out of there. It was more inside than high.
Is there such a disease as pink arm?
I don't know, Norm, but I think you got it.
Me?
Mine's just the right dimple, that's... Hammer into the stretch. Looks at second. Looks at second again. Comes to the plate. Fastball line to center field. And back there is Steve Smith, right in his tracks. As Randy Yagi tattooed that one, but right at the center fielder. Hammer didn't fool him at all, but it was a long out. The line shot to the center fielder. And out of the plate, Bob Peterson with two men away and men on first and second. So Randy Yagi tattooed that one, but it went nowhere. Center fielder Steve Smith, who I believe was named a high school All-American football player this year for Roy. By Parade Magazine. And Norm's killing flies.
Quick hands.
Norm, what are you doing drawing flies? Fastball up and away, ball one. Two men on. Two men away. Top half of the seventh inning. 6-0 score, Roy, Bob Peterson. The last chance for Box Elder. He will not be. If he gets on the on, then Scott Kies will be the chance. We'll get the chance to try to score a run. Fastball inside, ball two. And this Lonnie Hipwell looks better the more we see him, Norm, as the catcher. Hipwell working well behind the plate. Keeps that target low. Peterson at the plate, 2-0 pitch coming up to Peterson. Hammer. Fastball backs him out of there, ball three. 3-0 pitch now to Bob Peterson. And Bob Hammer has been a little bit inconsistent this seventh inning. Hammer into the stretch. To the plate, Peterson calls strike, letter high. As Peterson started towards first base and turned around and did a "are you kidding me" look at the umpire. Peterson points to his eyes and said it was right up there, which might be a little bit of an exaggeration.
A little bit, yes. It was closer than that.
3-1 pitch coming up to Bob Peterson. Hammer into the stretch. Comes to the plate. Fastball away. Ball four, and that one is definitely ball four. Mike Hollingsworth moves up to third base. Rick Yagi to second, and on at first by way of the fourth base on balls given up by Hammer is Bob Peterson. Scott Kies to the plate, and Kies so far today has been 0-for-3. He struck out, popped out to the shortstop, and grounded out to the third baseman. And so Scott Kies has been swinging the hot bat. He's primed. One of the Box Elder fans over there is definitely hoarse. Definitely.
You'd have to say that, wouldn't you?
Scott Kies, right-handed hitting left right fielder. Crowds the plate just a little bit. Hammer comes to the plate. Fastball, or correction, breaking pitch. So he flipped that slider to him, and Scott Kies tried to pull it and came up with nothing. One strike. Hammer looks at third, into the stretch, comes to the plate, breaking pitch, foul straight back. And Hammer knows what gets him is the slider. Keep the slider down and away, and Kies will try to pull it. He's gotten him three times today doing that. And Lonnie Hipwell is calling the slider down again. Marty Munns on deck. 0-2 pitch coming up to Scott Kies. Hammer on the mound. The pitch to Kies. Foul off the catcher's chest protector. Count holds. 0-2. Like I say, I still think that Lonnie Hipwell is the key to this Roy ball club. Good looking catcher. Hammer, working on the mound, has thrown an effective ball game, although he's had to throw a lot of pitches, been in trouble today. Breaking pitch, lined in the air, foul. Down that third base line, carrying over near the bus in the parking lot. Count holds at 0-2. Monty Munn's on deck. Even if he clears the bases, the best that could happen is a 6-4. 6-4 ball game, the best, even if he can get the pitch he wants. Hammer into the stretch, looks at third, trying to throw strikes. Fastball up, ball one. Has walked two ball players and an error by the left fielder. When by all rights and privileges, he should be out of this inning and out of the ball game and sitting around enjoying the fruits of a 6-0 victory. Instead, bases loaded, two men away, top half of the seventh inning. 1-2 pitch to Scott Kies. Fastball lined into left center field. That'll score at least one. Here comes Rick Yagi around third, on into home to score, and that breaks the shutout. As Mike Hollingsworth scores and as Rick Yagi scores, on at first base with the two RBIs and the single, as Scott Kies moving on to third base is Bob Peterson. So that's a 6-2 ball game now. As a line drive to left center field, and Scott Kies tattooed that one.
Still a line.
Monty Munn's at the plate, and Monty so far today has struck out twice and grounded out to the third baseman. Two men away, men on first and third. It's a 6-2 ball game now. Kies taking a big leadoff over there because they weren't holding on him. Fastball, foul straight back. Hammer's throwing a lot of pitchers out there, and it might be telling on his arm by now.
There's really no sweat with Kies, but they would like to keep him there, keep him from getting the automatic steal to second base and putting two men in scoring position.
Monty Munns with a one-strike pitch on him. Coming up, one-strike pitch from Bob Hammer. Hammer talking to himself out there. Fastball, foul straight back. He's a little upset. Substitute left fielder drops a fly ball. And then he walks two ball players. Does not fool Randy Yagi, but the center fielder helps him out there as he's standing in front of a line drive. And then Scott Kies levels one into left center field for a two-run single. 6-2 ball game. Hammer looks at first, looks at third, to the plate. Breaking pitch just misses inside. One ball, two strikes, and that was close.
Them's the kind you let hit you at this stage of the ball game, Larry.
You do, Norm.
Yeah. It's not going to hurt too bad.
Monty Munns, 1-2 count on Monty Munns. Breaking pitch, foul straight back.
You're hanging tough.
The one ball that Hammer has thrown to Munns, it looked too close to take, to be honest with you, Norm. When you're this late in a ball game and you're down four runs, you're generally not taking pitches that close. One-two pitch coming up to Monty Munns. Hammer into the stretch. Breaking pitch. Hit on the ground to the shortstop. Shortstop, Chris Reed's going to have to hurry. He guns to first base, and he doesn't get him. Bouncing infield single, and it's an RBI as Bob Peterson scores. That's a 6-3 ball game. Moving on to second base is Scott Kies in the shortstop, and pitcher Bob Hammer are talking to the base umpire. Close play at first base. And to the plate comes Larry Bywater. And suddenly, what was a 6-0 ball game, and Larry Bywater is a tying run coming to the plate. There's two men on. 6-3 ball game. As three runs were scored in the top half of the seventh inning. And the farther we go, the more that dropped fly ball in left field becomes bigger and bigger. Fastball, swung on a miss, strike one. Bywater lined a shot to left to center field his last time up. And his last time up, he singled. 0-1 pitch coming up to Larry Bywater. Fastball away. Ball one. Attempted pickoff down to second base. Nearly thrown away by Lonnie Hipwell. Good save by Close, the second baseman. And you're listening to Box Elder Baseball on KBUH and KBUH Stereo FM in Brigham City, Utah. 1-1 count on Larry Bywater. 1-1 count on Larry Bywater, the first baseman. Two men away, men on first and second. Hammer into the stretch, looks at second, comes to the plate, fastball.
Started
and went around, but the umpire trying to hold up, and the umpire says ball two, and the entire Roy bench is on is on the umpire. And to be honest with you, Norm, you got to be honest. You got to be honest. 2-1 count, and it should be 1-2 on Larry Bywater. To the plate, fastball fouled into the catcher's mitt, strike two. And I think Larry Bywater got a break that time. I don't think, I know. You have to be honest, Norm. Have to be honest.
Take him anyway.
What should have been a strike three call now, as that one was fouled back into the catcher's mitt, is now a 2-2 count. Fastball lined into right field. Is that going to drop?
No.
Coming up as a right fielder, and he grabs it to retire the side. Larry Bywater got the wood on it, but that ends the inning. So in that inning, three runs on two base hits, one error on the left fielder as he dropped that fly ball, and that almost cost them the ball game, and two men left on base. And the final score of the ball game, Roy 6, Box Elder 3. Norm?
You'll get the best deal on tires with Goodyear tires from George's OK Tire in Brigham City. For truck or car, the best buys will be at George's OK Tire. Fine furniture and top quality carpet from Brigham Furniture. You'll find the finest name brands in furniture for every room in your home. That's at Brigham Furniture. For that real special attention in dry cleaning, Shelton Cleaners. They pride themselves in fine cleaning service. And if you need alterations done, it's also Shelton Cleaners, 146 North Main in Brigham City. For all of your cleaning needs, see Shelton Cleaners. Valeria was an interesting afternoon for baseball. Box Elder left it all to the last inning to try and get a rally going. If they could have had a couple of innings like that, it certainly would have been a different ball game. But Hammer put the lid on them throughout most of the ball game and finally clamped it on down in that seventh inning to close out the win, but he had to fight back to win it 6-3.
Norm actually could have been drawn the ball game down to two innings, the bottom half of the third inning for Roy and the top half of the seventh inning for Box Elder. Roy jumped on starter Vic Anderson for one run in the first inning, as Kent Smith did not get around on the fastball, but it didn't make any difference as he lined it between the third baseman and the bag for a double down that left field line. And then high school All-American football player Steve Smith, who was playing center field for the baseball team, lined a single into left field to score Kent Smith, and it was a 1-0 ball game. In the third inning, nine men came to the plate for Roy, led off by an infield single by Tim Pales, and he came around to score, and before it was all over, five men came in, and it was suddenly a 6-0 game. Box Elder was held hitless between the first and the sixth innings, as Bob Hammer shut him out without a run and without a hit for four innings and without a run for six innings, and then weakened in the seventh inning, would have had the shutout if it hadn't been for the error on the left fielder, Garber, the replacement left fielder, the man that came in late in the ball game to replace, that was Brent Winward out there who committed the error, and it wasn't Garber. We kept saying Dave Garber. He was in right field. It was Winward in left field who dropped the fly ball. Winward came in to bat for Tim Pales and went out to left field. He dropped the fly ball, and it cost Roy three runs and nearly the ball game. Final totals on the game for Roy, six runs, six hits, three errors, five men left on base, and a big story for Box Elder, three runs, six hits, one error, nine men left on base, one home run in the ball game, Lonnie Hipwell. The loser in the ball game, Vic Anderson. The winner is Bob Hammer in the ball game. Hammer throwing a good ball game, although he had to work out of trouble most of the time. Not really a classic ball game, but an effective ball game, as he struck out eight and walked four. Norm?
Well, Larry, you've indicated we need to be honest about things, and if I can speak a word of what I think is honesty, I think Roy just came out here to play baseball a little more than Box Elder did this afternoon. They were really up for this ball game. They were chattering out there and really alive, and Box Elder was sort of still relishing the win, I think, over Skyview, and that was certainly was a big win for them, but they couldn't look back, and I think maybe they were looking back just a little bit this afternoon and waited a little too late to get a rally going. I would make one other comment. If Weber should back into the championship, I don't think we're going to be represented by the best team in the region. I think there are at least three teams in the region better than Weber as a baseball team. They've, some reason, they've, not to take anything away from Weber, but I, from the ball that I've seen played, I just would have to say there's at least three teams probably better than Weber.
Well, I know of at least two that I've seen, and that's Roy and Box Elder that I think are better ball clubs than Weber. But Weber is not that bad a ball club. Skyview is a good heads-up ball club also. This is one of those days when Coach Harold Anderson would like to have had some of those 20 runs that he scored against Logan spread over here, at least four of them. He could have added another four runs and would have come away with a 7-6 victory. Instead, 6-3 as Roy beats Box Elder in Region 1 play. And Box Elder now with two losses drops out of possession or sharing of possession of first place. They would still be in a tie for first place, at least a two-way tie, if not a three-way tie, if Weber is defeated by Bonneville this afternoon. We have no score on that game yet. If Weber wins, they win it outright, and Box Elder will be in second place and possibly in a tie for second place. When that playoff game for second place would be played, we do not know. A second-place team in Region 1 has to play off with a second-place team in Region 2 to see who goes into the state tournament. That's about all from Roy High School, where Box Elder loses today to Roy High School 6-3. Larry Jewell speaking for Norm Thompson and myself, and the Ambassador Club saying, take care now, you hear?
Ah, here it is. I knew there was a baseball schedule in it. Ah, blast. It's got to be a two-way tie or nothing. Skyview had a bye.
Oh, boy. Now, we unplug this first, right?
Just shut the unit off first, and then unplug it.